you mean it. It means that you are telling him slowly, this is it, this is something that one should be conscious every single moment about it. Because we are always in that situation. Somehow, imagine the narrator would experience the experience when he's narrating it. It will imply that as well. And I believe a little bit more than profit there. Too much linguistic here.
So, is that a formula that is used with other names as well? Like, can you say, Kalarachman, Yarab, Rahman? It's only used with Iman.
Yeah. When it's there, no, when that cough is there, will imply both themes. You add that cough at the beginning to generalize it somehow. When it's there, you pronounce it, and you know that it will, but at the same time that you are experiencing it. But mainly it's to generalize it, to say, he said like this, he said something like this. In English you would do that, you would say, he said like your Jesus. When somebody is surprised or have seen something. Like saying that.
Yeah, in English language, like that sentence, Kalaman Ya Rabbi Aman, would be translated to, it's like, oh my God. So Ka is that it's like, or it deserves saying. It makes me say that.
Okay.
So is that like in the some of the Arabic prayers, they have Kul and then Kul on the
other? No, Kul is different. Kul and Kul, yeah.
No. This is something that Rumi or somebody who is narrating something could add at the beginning. Normally it doesn't come like that. Today we are listening to a very famous part of Masnavi between some of the people who want to simplify this book to some quotes, to remember some part of this book and generalize it to have an idea what it is about. The Christians all gave their heart to him. What or how great indeed is the strength of the conformity of the vulgar, which doesn't do. It doesn't really make sense even to me, as English. Because there is one complicated word in the verse, which is the worth part of it and the important part of it, is taqlide am. Or what is taqlide am? This is something that is pure Arabic, three words. The first one is the power, which is, yes, here, a strength. It's more than strength, somehow. Then, taqlid is mainly imitation. It's not only conformity. Yes, a part of taqlid, as a term, it's used in religion, especially Shi'ism, when you have a master and you will do whatever duties you have to do without understanding it. The religious duty should be understood, right? But they're complicated. When it is too complicated, what should you do? In Shi'ism, they said, oh, you could trust this fellow who is expert in this. Just do as he does. Right? The outcome in the society is the majority means the public, who knows nothing about the depth of the duty and what it means really But they do it. What is the power of this imitation?
What do you mean the power? Well,
there is a power in here. Because we have given one God the power to think for everyone, isn't it? And suddenly everyone has an excuse to give up understanding the meaning. You see the power?
This is
the most dangerous stuff in a society, because the society could rot away, as historically is proven. In a lot of countries it happened like that. When you could have an attorney or attorney to do your religious duties, who are you? Just a monkey. A monkey which imitates. That power is here.
This relates to the story coming up about my ass is gone, my ass is gone. Is that the same Talid?
Yes, over there, the Talid is there, being influenced by the group. But here, over there, we are looking at the power of the group influencing one. Here, power of this rotten stuff in one.
Oh.
That could be in everyone. And this could change a human being to everything. Because that God could brainwash you. He doesn't need to. Because your brain is already washed away. Actually, you have given up thinking. And nobody asked you. Could you guess how come that in a society like this, nobody will ask, which kind of religion is this? Because the religion is supposed to orient my mind. But now I'm imitating the deeds of someone. So this is organizing my doing, not my mind. It has nothing to do with my mind and the spirituality. Nobody asked about that. How? Nobody asks any question, because everybody is in a state of panic. Because before this happened, that guy at the top will declare the danger of ignorance. You don't know it. Therefore you will do it wrong. What will happen to you when you do it wrong? They always promise you to be burned, to be scared. Believe out of fear. When you are threatened by a religion, that no matter what you do, the little mistake will be rewarded by a hell. Then you want to avoid the hell first. And there are a lot of places that the people, in their religion, they think about the fear. And they think about the hell. The hell is more serious to them than heaven. A lot of them, they cannot even describe heaven. But they have a very fine picture of hell. All seven layers of it. That's because of imitation. Because when we don't know, it's easier to imitate someone else. Here, the people are imitating each other. If not, how all of them are going to surrender to this message? There is a part of the people which looks alike somehow, and you could manipulate that, and your wazir is looking for that, for the general manner of human beings. Here Rumi wants to explain what's happening to everyone and why something like this could happen to everyone. Who's volunteer today? No one? Ahmed, you? No one volunteer?